Mr. Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
Unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where we look truth into us forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Thanks for tuning in here, where we are just trying to bring understanding to end time events. Again, this is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, and I am your host. And I just want to thank you for your listenership. The podcast is growing, and we want to thank you for that. Also, we want to put you in mind in regards to, we have just started the church ministry. We operate Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., and right here in the city of Garfield Heights at the Pressey Building. And the number there, the address there is 5706 Turney Road on the first floor. Right in Suite 101. My wife and I, Maya and I, we are following the command of the Lord to now launch out and to work on building the faith of those in these last days and in these growing times. You know, so we have the opportunity to speak into the hearts of those who are looking for a church home. So if you're looking for a church home and you're here in the Cleveland area, backslidden, turned away, feel despondent, please come on through. Or if you're just looking for a fresh start, or you're just looking for somewhere to land, we're right here in the city of Garfield Heights, right there in the Pressey Building, Straight Truth Assembly. And we meet Sunday mornings in September. We're looking at that, but we are also feeling the push to begin Bible class on Wednesday evenings. And so we are looking at that prayer and Bible class. There are things that are coming up that we need to be grossly aware of and be prepared on how to meet the challenges of our day and time. So consider joining us Sunday morning. You're already watching us here on this podcast Sunday evening, but consider joining us on Sunday morning as well. Straight Truth Ministry, and we're presenting to you the church, Straight Truth Assembly, and also Straight Truth Radio Podcast. So that is it. We want to get into this episode here. This episode we are calling, What Do You Have? What Do You Have? What Do You Have? So, where's the QR code? The QR code is not there. We want to encourage you if you can email us. Email address at straighttruthradio@yahoo.com. That's straighttruthradio@yahoo.com. Visit the website at straighttruthradio.com. That's straighttruthradio.com. If you're watching us here on Facebook, we're just going to continue to share this information. Right there, Straight Truth Radio. Also on Twitter at Straight Truth Radio, Straight Truth Radio. Also on YouTube, and we periodically used our Instagram page. We haven't in a while, but we need to get back on Instagram, and we are now starting podcasting on Twitch. Twitch, that's Straight Truth Radio. So those are the ways that you can view the show either live or on replay. And then obviously those who listen to us on the the podcast format, the audio format, Apple, Anchor, Breaker, Google, Overcast, Podbean, Radio Public, Spotify, and iHeart. And so we're going to get into this episode again, this episode which we are calling, What Do You Have? What Do You Have? So, we were in just some of our devotional time, listening to the Word of God, reading through scriptures, thinking about scriptures. The thought came to me about, well, let's turn to the scripture here in Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 3, and I want to read a few verses here in chapter 3, starting here at, waiting for it to come up, here it is. In chapter 3, and I'll start here at verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate at the temple, which was called Beautiful, to ask for alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him up by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Oh, let me add this part. Verse 9. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And so the thought came to me, what do you have? And we're talking again, we're asking the question, what do you have? Many of us are walking about, going to church and living this life and just doing, you know, what it is we do. But the question is, do you know what you have? Because there are so many things that you and I are facing and that we're going through in this life experience. There's so many things that you and I, that we're experiencing, in this humanistic world. But the question is, do you know what you have? Now, to tap into knowing what it is you have, you also have to tap into the realization or the knowledge of who, not only knowing of what you have, but knowing who you are. The only way to operate what it is you have is by standing on the platform and the foundation, the state of knowing who you are. One of the things we spoke about, and this is not even something I mentioned this morning in service, one of the things that we spoke about, well, I, this is not, the thought that I'm thinking about right now was not mentioned. It was not a thought in service. But one of the things I did mention in service this morning is that we talked about that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, Ephesians chapter 6. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. We understand that we are not fighting flesh and blood battles, but we are fighting spiritual battles. So then, to that end, we have to be spiritual at all times or as much as possible in these times. Now, if you fail to realize who it is, what it is you, who you are, then you will fail to operate and give to people what it is that you are supposed to have and supply them what they really need. How many people today are fighting this battle of, you know, the walking around worried and depressed and, you know, just despondent about the times that we live in, not knowing that we are much greater than the obstacles that we are facing? And so because we fail to realize who we are, then we fail to be able to fulfill the task and the mandates that God has given us, which is simply to operate this world to, what is the command that God gave Adam when he first created him? He said, let them have dominion. Let them have dominion in the earth. Dominion is given to man, but man in his fallen state gave his authority to another power, which was not God. And so now he operates, Satan, the prince of the air, and we, spilling into what some of the thoughts that we spoke about this morning, how he is the accuser of the brethren, how he is the deceiver, the prince power of the air, the god of this world. But keep in mind that whereas he is the power that tries to operate in this dimension, the truth of the matter is he is violating his authority because this dimension was given to us, Psalms, the 82nd Psalm, and I refer to it from time to time. I had a great discussion Friday night debating some of the points of this psalm. But that psalm there, verse 6 of that psalm, he says, I have said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But verse 7 says, but you will die like men. And one version of that says, like mere men, and fall like one of the princes. Now, when we refer to the princes, we're talking about those fallen angels. Those fallen angels. But notice, the psalmist here says that you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Jesus also told those Jews when he was being rebuked, when he was healing, and they began to chastise him. And he said, is it not written in your laws that you are God? And it has been spoken, and it cannot be annulled. So you have to understand clearly who you are in the earth. we are God. Now, if that is if you are born again, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. And if you're not born again of the water and of the Spirit, then you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. But you operating, you being that born again believer, you're the salt of the earth, you're the light of the world. You are the sons of God that is waiting in Romans chapter 8, verse 19. He says, for the earnest expectation of the creature awaiteth the manifestation of the sons of God. You are that creature, that creation that the world is waiting for. And because the sons of God have not shown themselves, have not been made manifest to those who are walking in dark places, and they are bound by the spirits of this world, depressed and oppressed, and resorting to the schemes and tricks of the enemy, the schemes and tricks of the world, they're missing out on who they are. But if you know who you are, the question today is, what do you have? Now, here in this verse here, in this section of this verse here, we see that there was a man, and we notice that this man, he's a grown man now. So we don't know how old is he, if he's in his 20s, if he's in his 30s. We don't know his age, but you said this, he's a certain man, so he is of an adult age. We see here that he was lame in the legs. He was lame from his mother's womb. So this man has never walked. But so he awaits and stands, or he's sitting, he's whatever position that is, he's squatting, whatever it is, he's laying there, he's positioned by the gate called Beautiful, and he periodically begs for alms because he can't work. And Jesus said, if a man doesn't work, then he don't eat. But this man couldn't work. And so he's begging for alms. He's begging for alms. And there are many people with lame spirits who are begging for alms today. The walking dead among us, the walking dead spiritually among us, and are begging for alms in their state of oppression or depression, whatever state that they may be in, and dark places, and they are begging for alms, so to speak, because they want to. A lot of times they want to push on you the troubles that they are having. They put on you. They're always putting on you the issues that they're having. And I'm not one that is not I don't want to say it. I'm not one that don't want to hear it. But after hearing it and after getting ready to lend a suggestion, be ready to hear what I got to give after you've loaded the weight of your problems on me. Because what I want to do is share with you the burden bearer. Because that is what he's given this vessel. And how many of you have the burden to free those who are burdened down? Do you have that in you? Do you have that? Now watch this. This lame man, he's begging Peter and John begging for alms. He's begging everybody, but he's begging of them also. And Peter fixed his eyes on this young man. And he said to him, along with John, he said, look on us. Look on us. He didn't say look at us, but look on us. There was, so you have to catch the revelation of what Peter is saying here. Don't look at me, but look at what is on us. Look at what, look at the very posterior of what it is that I have and what I represent. Look on us. Look at the authority that I walk in. Look at that. He says, silver and gold have I none, but such that I do have, give I unto thee. Now, watch. This is not Peter's power. The power was working through Peter. And so the question is, what do you have? Do you have the kind of power and authority that allows God to work through you so then that you can touch those who are lame? Not just lame in the feet, but lame in spirit. The spirit, Peter allowing the spirit to flow through him. The spirit that was on him and the God that is, watch this, when Jesus was doing the work, he said, hey, it's not me. It's the Father in me. He's doing the work. And the spirit that flowed through Peter and John allowed this man to walk again, or to walk for the very first time. Let me correct myself, because he's been lame since birth. Allowed a man who has never walked, not only to walk, but the Bible says that he was leaping and praising God. And everyone saw this lame man leaping and praising God because of these two that allowed the spirit to flow through them. Because this man looked on them. So the question again today is, what do you have? Do you have the power and authority that allows people to be freed from their lameness? Are you tapping into the power that allows people to be free from whatever spirit that binds them and has them hung up and strung out? Do you have the power? Are you seeking to walk in that power and authority that God has given us? Because watch this. God has said through the psalmist, I have said you are God's and all of you are children of the Most High. And then in Luke, Jesus tells us that he gave us power over sickness and disease and over all the power of the enemy. I want you to think about that. And I ask the question again, what do you have? And so we're going to end on that note. We're going to end on that note. I want you to remember that this is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where the lip of truth endures forever. Again, remember, I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. You can reach us, you can see us here every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, but then don't just wait till 7 o'clock. Come join us Sunday morning. Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at the Pressey Building at 5706 Turney Road on the first floor, Suite 101. And I want to remember, like I always tell you, hold on to him, that is faithful to keep you from failing and falling. Remember, we are not sinless, but we sin less because of him who became sin for us. Remember, it's the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. Cliff Kelly, I love you all. I love you. I love you. Love you to life. We'll see you soon. Join us next Sunday, 10 a.m., and then back here again at 7 p.m. God bless you.